This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda scheduled to meet with Chinese Premier Li Qiang today. Prime Minister Dahal addresses Nepal-China Business Summit in Beijing, pledges to facilitate and protect Chinese investors and entrepreneurs in Nepal. Leaders of major political party discussed jurisdiction of high-level probe commission to be formed to investigate gold smuggling case, and at least 35 people killed in West African nation Benin after fuel depot explosion. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, who is on an official visit to China, is scheduled to meet with the Chinese Premier Li Qiang in Beijing today. This anticipated meeting signifies an essential diplomatic engagement aimed at furthering cooperation and strengthening ties between Nepal and China. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to facilitate and protect Chinese investors and entrepreneurs in Nepal. In a statement delivered at Nepal-China Business Summit in Beijing, Prime Minister Dahal said Nepal-China bilateral trade had continued to grow in a steady and consistent manner, with China being the largest source of foreign direct investment and the second largest trading partner for Nepal. The Prime Minister also called upon the Chinese investors to take full advantage of the unique opportunity that Nepal had to offer and explore the benefits from the new avenues that have opened up in Nepal. He pointed out huge scope for boosting Chinese investment in Nepal in several areas, including hydropower generation, infrastructure, tourism, ICT, agriculture, and renewable energy. Prime Minister Dahal, who is on a week-long official visit to China, said Nepal was making continued efforts to facilitate trade and find out ways, particularly to increase Nepal's exports to China. The Prime Minister also expressed the commitment to making further reforms in policies, regulations, and procedures for long-term investment and economic growth. Meanwhile, addressing a reception organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing yesterday evening, Prime Minister Dahal said he was excited from meeting and holding discussions with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He added that the talks with the Chinese leader remained very fruitful and it would contribute to further deepening the bilateral relations. Likewise, the Prime Minister said the visit had added new chapter in centuries-old Nepal-China relations. Minister for Foreign Affairs Narayan Prakash Raut has said Nepal should benefit from China's unbeatable development and prosperity. Addressing the Nepali diaspora in Beijing at a program organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing yesterday, Minister Saud praised China for its miraculous economic progress achieved in a short span of time. The Foreign Affairs Minister also expressed his pleasure to the continued support received from China for Nepal's economic development. Minister South shared that the two countries have maintained their close ties on the basis of mutual respect, trust, and understanding. He iterated Nepal's commitment to the One China policy and also praised China's continuous support and firm policy on Nepal's sovereignty, integrity, and national independence. Leaders of the major political parties have discussed the jurisdiction of the high-level probe commission to be formed to investigate the gold smuggling case. Chief Whip of Nepali Congress Ramesh Lekhak said further discussion would be held on the matter after the main opposition CPN-UML did not agree to the proposal submitted by the ruling parties in the discussion held at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday. Leader Lekhak added a proposal was submitted to determine the jurisdiction of the commission so as the subject that had already been investigated was not to be repeated. However, the leaders from the CPN-UML asked for more time to discuss with the party leadership to decide on the matter. The CPN-UML has been demanding the Commission of Inquiry should be given jurisdiction to investigate all matters relating to the gold smuggling case. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narin Kaji Sresta has said the government is seriously monitoring attempts to disturb unity in diversity of Nepal. Addressing the meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, Home Minister Sresta said the ground situation, including the law and order in Kosi and Mathis provinces regarding efforts of fomenting religious and communal conflict, were being assessed. The Home Minister said the government was monitoring those developments so that it would not have to take administrative decisions as far as possible to stem any untoward activities. Meanwhile, the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee has begun discussions on the bill designed to amend the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority Act 2048 Bikram Samath. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Thanaraj Gurung said the bill would be crucial for adopting zero tolerance against corruption. Likewise, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma stressed the need for effective law against corruption and its implementation to maintain good governance in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 35 people have been killed in West African nation Benin after a fuel depot exploded into flames. The Al Jazeera quoted the officials and witness saying the fire broke out at a warehouse for smuggled fuel in the town of Semipotsi near the border with Nigeria. Authorities say the fire burned down the store and, according to an initial assessment, resulted in 35 deaths, including that of one child. It is suspected that the fire was probably started during the unloading of the bags of gasoline. More than a dozen others were seriously injured and are being treated in the hospital. Ukraine says Friday's missile strike on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in Crimea was timed to coincide with the meeting of the naval officials. According to the BBC, the Ukrainian military in a short statement claimed the strike had caused deaths and injuries but did not provide more details. On Friday, Moscow said one serviceman was missing after the attack. The fleet, based in the port city of Sevastopol, is seen as the best of Russia's navy. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Kosi province and Mathis province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Kosi province, Mathis province and Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda scheduled to meet with Chinese Premier Li Qiang today. Prime Minister Dahal addresses Nepal-China Business Summit in Beijing, pledges to facilitate and protect Chinese investors and entrepreneurs in Nepal. Leaders of major political parties discuss jurisdiction of high-level probe commission to be formed to investigate gold smuggling case. And at least 35 people killed in West African country Benin after fuel depot explosion. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.